The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we have made it to the final hour of the program. No cheering. We're happy to be here for one more hour. And Dale is up next in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Good evening, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
So, yeah, I just want to kind of piggyback off Kenneth. A few callers back said, you know, that us Georgia fans think that Bama is in our heads. I don't think that's it, man. I mean, you know, this is the two best teams in college football. So who else are we going to talk about besides each other? You know?
That's a fair statement.
And, you know, Georgia's not Bama's little brother anymore. You know, it's good, clean fun. I love it, man. I think it's great. Thank you, Paul. Go Dawgs.
Thank you very much. Todd is up next. Hello, Todd.
Good evening, Paul. Nice to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Why they got us ranked? Why they got Alabama ranked so high?
I don't know. To me, Alabama should not be ranked number 6.
I think we ought to be back there in 10th or 12th.
But maybe lower.
Paul, as bad as it is, yeah, Saban has let downs with these coaches and stuff. But, Paul, when it comes right down to it, it's the entitlement of our players. No other team beats us. We beat ourselves, but we think we're deserving of everything, so we don't play hard. Paul, you watch them last year. One of our guys will be tackling one of the offensive guys, and it'll be a man. Our man will be standing there watching one guy tackle him when you could have got him down 2 yards quicker if he had other one would have jumped in there. But they not, Paul, Courtney Upshaw, Dante Hightower, Mosley, them guys really wanted to play. They were men and wanted to play. These guys nowadays, they don't care much about being there. They want to get that big money. But, Paul, they'd rather ride up and down the road in a car with the music blasting, 25-inch wheels, look like J.K. Gangster. They'd rather do that,
Todd,
Paul.
Todd, slow down.
All right. Put me back in order, Paul.
I mean, young people today have every right to make their money. It's legal. It's the way the game is played. So if you want to castigate them, fine. But they aren't doing anything that everybody else isn't doing, nor would you be doing if you were playing today.
Well, let me say this, Paul. Georgia is playing good, hard football, and they want it worse than we. If you want it, get out there and do it. Now, about us, when we got that quarterback from Notre Dame, I'm going to say this, Paul. If Renfrow or Milroe and Ty Simpson let him come in there and take that job away from them, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, Paul, because that Ty Simpson's really a good quarterback. And we have wasted Milroe. He could have been a running back or a tight end or something, and we wasted him for a solid year last year.
Well, maybe he wants to be a quarterback. Hey, thank you, Todd. Great to hear from you. And Vic is up next in Georgia. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing, buddy?
We are doing great.
All right. One caller ago, he kind of stole my thunder, but I'm going to respond to it. I'm from Georgia, Georgia fan, Georgia grad, and I was wanting to call in. You had a caller said that the Alabama fans are in Georgia's head, and that's all we talk about. Well, I want to beg to differ. Now, we've got some that sit around and think about Alabama, but it's a new day. There's a new sheriff in town. We got the receipt to prove it. So myself and many other Georgia fans, we don't sit around worrying about and chafing about Alabama anymore. Got nothing but love and respect for Saban. But the last 2 years, you are what your record says you are. You are where you finished. And we don't fear Alabama. We respect them. But I'm not sitting around worrying about, oh, what are they going to do next year, how bad they are. They need to get out of the West is what they need to do. So if they got any problem with Georgia, just meet us in the SEC championship game. Quit talking about it. Now, I've discovered about Alabama fans listening to your show. If they ain't winning, they whining. We could have done this. We should have done this. This receiver had. If you played any kind of sport, you don't get on the bus after you lost a game telling the coach, well, we could have done or we should have done. Get out there and play the game and win. And Alabama is beneath you to be whining. You're a champion. You got the blood of champions. Just take your butt whooping and licking like a man and realize it's a new day coming. But right now, we ain't the little brother no more, buddy. We ain't the little brother no more. Thank you, Paul.
How about that? We ain't your little brother no more. I mean, we're getting some serious phone calls in here right now. We've got ourselves a convoy of this final hour of the day. Wow. We'll continue taking your phone calls at 855-242-7285. And George is not Alabama's little brother anymore.
You know, we keep hearing that. But why are these people talking about that right now? I mean, they don't have a life. They're not taking a break. They don't, you know, they don't excuse themselves from the table. They don't push share back on. They're going to worry about this from Auburn plays Alabama, the University of Alabama, every year. Paul, do you think right now I'm concerned about Auburn-Alabama game?
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because, and I only really worry about it. And I don't worry. I just think about it as, you know, that two-week period, that one-week period, and then game day, and you get what you get. Oh, well, they're in our head. No, you're not in anybody's head. I mean, you know, Paul, I tell you, the way to improve some of these callers, quit giving out the number. Just give out alphabet. Make them figure the damn numbers out. And
that's a really good idea. You think I'm making it too easy?
Absolutely. All you got to do is listen to the calls. I mean, you're making it too easy. And you know, you got three letters per number. Use any one of the letters.
Well,
I mean,
you're
use
right.
All three of the
guys
letters.
Like Nick, Larry from Shelby can dial the number. Nick from wherever he's from, Georgia. Matt, I think you've broken the code here. I mean, where have you been? Why didn't you tell me that earlier?
Because it took me a while to think of it. I mean, all you got to, you know,
I mean,
after I've been sitting here 20 years.
You understand, I'm from radio, where you go to work at a radio station, that you know, the program director,
right.
Stand, you know, give that number out. Make sure you say the name. I mean, you know how, you've listened to radio, and it's an old habit. But on TV, you don't have to give the number out. It's on the screen.
I mean, you already got 1-800. Paul, make them figure the 1-800 out, too. I mean, And it ain't the same letters. Use any one of the three that connect that number.
What if I
Make
gave,
them think.
What if I gave a number that wasn't to somebody else's show?
Hey, that might even be better. They'd be calling them. Then they can say, book them, rack them, choose them, shoot them, whatever. I mean, you know. But you know, when I'm sitting here listening, I'm thinking all these people are in each other's heads. These people, these other teams are not in these. These people are in their own
heads. Of all the callers to the show, which one are you most surprised by that can get the number right?
Paul, I'd be insulting like 35% of your callers.
Okay, well, don't do it.
And most of them, I don't even know who. You know, Paul, when I'm sometimes I record your show and I just fast forward.
Yeah.
When I see names, I just keep moving. It's only a certain people that will get my attention, and I don't know who those people are, and most of them are regular callers. But sometimes the name will pop up, and I just hear the intro, and then I fast forward.
That is a unique way to watch the show. And I know a lot of you tell me when I see you that I may work a shift, I may not. So if I'm watching this show, I'm speeding right through the front part of it. So let me throw a couple of callers at you and see if you'll stop.
Sure.
Okay. The guy we just had, Dustin from Tulsa, you stop for him?
I stop.
I had a feeling you would. Larry from Shelby.
I stop.
Matt from San Antonio.
I'll stop.
Well, then, Nick from Georgia.
Pass. That's fast forward. That gets the five. That gets the five fast forward button. I mean, because he's not going to be on long. The problem when you fast forward a Nick from America's Georgia call, you have to back up because you miss the first of the next call because you don't keep him on too long.
Well, it's always the same call.
It's always the same call. What do you think about a quarterback? What do you think about Alabama? We're going to win them all. We're going to win them all. You know, I mean, it sucks. You know, Paul.
By the way, I think of all the bad calls that he's made, the best calls are when he says, "I man sucks."
Well, that's all he's got. Hey, Mama, I'm on TV. Grab a beer. Grab two beers. You know, Dale said something about me coming to Colorado to a concert.
Yeah.
I've actually been to Boulder, Colorado for a concert. Saw the Rolling Stones, Kansas.
Did you really?
Peter Tosh and Eddie Money, yeah, in Boulder. And called the Colorado Sunday.
I was watching some video today of Willie's 90th birthday. It seems like I saw you playing in the background.
No, it wouldn't have been me. I'm not old enough to be in that band.
I saw Willie and Keith Richards on the stage. That's 171 years, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Keith taught Willie how to play.
Oh,
Keith's been around a long, long time. Yeah, but those are two icons you mentioned there. But, well, no, the Colorado area for concerts is just fabulous. I mean, it's a whole different atmosphere.
Boulders, have you been to Red Rocks outside of Denver?
No, I did not get to Red Rocks.
Okay.
But I tell you, if there was ever a trip,
it's one of the coolest settings I've ever been in.
Absolutely. I've seen some concerts on TV and a lot of pictures, and it just looks like a great venue.
It is. It's memorable. Hey, thanks. Rick is up next from SoCal. I stop always when he calls in.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I want to follow up I-Man's call because I 100% agree with him. I don't know how people are so caught up. I know you're a sports talk show, but good grief, everybody's basically anointing the title to Georgia in the middle of frickin' May and shooting Alabama down in the middle of May because of the quarterback situation. And all the comparisons, I mean, I'm my head's spinning. Georgia is a two-time national champion. If Alabama, if this was 11-12 when Alabama went back-to-back, but we would be just raising all kinds of hell as Alabama fans that there's even a question. I don't know how anybody's questioning the fact that Georgia is not the best team in the country. In fact, if I was a Georgia fan, I'd be saying, hey, wait a minute, all the talk is about why is Alabama not at the par of Georgia. Right now, Georgia has got the best players. They got the best coaching. They are Alabama 10 years ago. And what's wrong with that? I mean, Alabama doesn't own the freaking sport. There's going to be times when you have off seasons or two or three. Alabama's still getting five-star guys all the time. But right now, Kirby's got it going on. And I don't understand why all these Alabama people all up in arms at the question of who the better program is. Alabama was on a level by themselves for 10 years, okay? Georgia and Kirby Smart has come in, and he has chopped that level down, and he's evened it to while now it's Alabama, LSU, Georgia. All these teams are basically in the same level, but Georgia's got the best coaching right now. They're getting the best players. I just don't understand why in the world there's still question marks on all this. Until Georgia's beaten and knocked off the pedestal, I don't see how we're still questioning all this. Can you tell me, Paul, what's going on with that one?
Well, I just think it's the fact that it's May 2nd, Rick. We're up against a break. We need to stop here for a second. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. I can't give the number out, according to I-Man. We'll be right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, J-E-T-S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Mark is up next. Colin, hello, Mark. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. It was good seeing you on Saturday in Birmingham.
You.
What'd you think about the? Well, first of all, let me say I saw Wynton Sanderson wearing all white, and I swear I thought I saw either a ghost or Tales from the Crypt. Or both, you know?
Yeah, I noticed that when I saw him. I haven't seen him in about 4 years. And I mean, the snarl has not changed.
No, I shook his hand and reminded him of Loyal Marymount.
I can't believe you said that.
I had to duck, you know?
Yeah, Mark, that game, I'll never forget. I was out there, I was in Oakland, and I was covering the game, and I was in a hurry, I'll admit it now. Once they lost, I was trying to catch a flight to get back to Birmingham. So I wrote this column about what a great philosophy he had trying to slow everything down. And a coach who was a head coach and will remain nameless called me the next day and said, that's the stupidest column I've ever read that you've written. He said he should have run again. And I thought about it, he was right, because that was Wimp's greatest shot ever to make the Final Four. And quite frankly, he blew it.
Well, you're right. If I had time there at the stadium, I probably would have brought up he had Latrell Sprewell. He had maybe the best three-point shooter maybe of all time in Robert Horry. He's got more Horry's got more rings on his fingers than Liberace did.
Horry missed a wide-open layup at the end of that game.
I know. And then Alabama got fouled, if you remember, late.
Yeah, exactly.
No call.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, the main thing I wanted to ask you or just compliment you is you were raised so well. I talk about your mother a lot because, you know, mothers are important. Mother's Day is coming up. You didn't have to stop. I stopped and said, hey, I'm Mark, the guy that said the Florida coach, you know, and I couldn't remember his name. And, you know, your hospitality, you know, you were raised right. And I don't care how many, you know, I Googled before I called to see how much you make a year. And they said, you know, you make about what Coach Saban made his first year. Whether that's true or not, it's irrelevant. What matters is.
Don't ever
is
believe what you read.
is that you can't, I can tell that you genuinely care for people. And, if not, you just walk right by me because you were, I don't think you were running late, but you were kind of pushing it. So. Anyway, it was good to see you. And as I hang up, would you comment on Birmingham and the new stadium and your thoughts now of just how wonderful Birmingham is for everyone who may not know?
Thank you very much, Mark. A pleasure to see you. I was shocked. I've stayed right next to that stadium, but it wasn't open, so I couldn't have gone in. But being inside that stadium the other day, it was truly remarkable what that has accomplished. I had a great opportunity on Sunday. When I was at the race to talk to Mayor Randall Woodfin, who is the twice elected mayor of Birmingham right now, and one of the coolest politicians I've ever met, and I can understand why that city under his leadership has made such progress. He's just personable, to the point, charismatic, all the tools that most politicians do not have, and he has them all. Hey, thank you for the call, Mark. It was great to see you as well. Let's check out Tyler in Lexington, Kentucky. Hello, Tyler. You're on the air.
How you doing, Paul?
We are well. Thank you for the call.
I've been listening to all your callers call in about their respective teams, and I'm not hearing any Wildcat love, so I figured I'd throw some out there.
Well, go ahead.
I'm going to give two predictions, and I want to hear your thoughts on them. First prediction is Devin Leary ends the season as the best quarterback in the SEC.
He has a chance. He has a chance to be. He's really that good. I think people are really sleeping on what Mark Stoops picked up with that transfer.
I think our offensive line is going to be improved, and our young receivers, Brown and Key, I think could start for any team. But my second prediction is this. I think the Wildcats finish the season 9-3, and one of those wins is Alabama when they come to Lexington.
Tyler, I believe that's one of the most dangerous games on Alabama's schedule. It's late in the year. It comes at a tricky point. You know Lexington. You don't know what you're going to get in November.
Our defense the last 5 years has been top 20.
It has.
And I believe with their quarterback situation, I think if we get a loud crowd in Lexington, I think we can pull off an upset.
No, I think you're right. I think that's right. By the way, Brian Kelly spoke today at the Houston Touchdown Club, according to Brent Zwerneman. That was where Jimbo got this whole Saban thing started a couple of years ago, when Jimbo laid down the law 2 years ago and said he was going to beat Saban. What did Brian Kelly say? He said, I love the environment of a college stadium. I love coming out on that field, and I love beating Alabama. Got a big cheer from the LSU faithful in the audience. Dean is up next in Alabama. Hello, Dean.
Hey, how we doing?
We are well, thank you.
Good to talk to you, Paul. I just had a couple questions for you. First of all, Roll Tide, I'm an Alabama fan. But Georgia is the best team in the nation right now. But I had a question for you about, you know, with Nick getting in his way, 71 now, I believe. Alabama's got the most national championships of any other university. Can't even think right now. With Kirby Smart's age, yeah. And if he stays with Georgia, you know, obviously until he retires, do you think Georgia could pass Alabama in the number of national championships?
Well, I mean, right now Saban has 7 overall, 6 at Alabama. Kirby Smart's 48 years old, and Nick Saban's 71. Nick Saban had not won a national championship at 48. So it's, there are a lot of variables, but he is he's off and running at a very young age.
Yes, sir. Well, my question was more on the fact of the Georgia versus Alabama number of national championships.
Well, no. I mean, Georgia's not going to go from Georgia's not going from 3 to 19 in Kirby Smart's career.
Well, you know, everybody's talking him up, how he's, you know, and he is very good. I just didn't know, you know.
And here's why, Dean. I don't think people realize how difficult nobody would ever say it's easy to win a national championship with a 2-team playoff, with a 4-team playoff. I mean, Saban's resume is simply unparalleled. But once we get into next year, there are literally no guarantees of anything. A 12-team playoff just ratchets up the margin for error. You look at it if you follow pro sports. I mean, the best team perhaps in hockey history gets knocked out in the first round. You saw massive upsets in the NBA, and I think you'll see that in the playoff. It may not come in the first round because you'll have a home field advantage and you'll be playing the worst team in. But as you get through that, best teams will have byes anyway, I think. But there is going to be a lot of unpredictability in that playoff. No reason to talk about it yet, but a year from now that will be a topic. We'll be back. 30 minutes remaining right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Dr. Mel in Birmingham is calling next. Hey, Mel.
Hey, Paul. How are you this evening, sir?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Great to visit with you on Saturday.
Oh, that was fantastic.
And let me say this. Our dear friend and Richard knows her quite well. She was one of his former students. Her name is Judge Brown. And so we're going to see if we can't get Judge Brown to issue an order to bring you and Linda back to your home in Birmingham.
Well, Mel, I usually when I have engagements, I don't take Linda because it's just really not a lot of fun to hang around with me in crowds like that. But I did take her this weekend, and it was a mistake. I say that because you know where I'm going here. Once you take somebody who is from Birmingham
right.
back to Birmingham after being gone for 10 years, that's all they want to do is move back. So it was
yes.
it was clearly the wrong decision by me. She had a great time though, and you just forget how much you really. I mean, I've lived most of my life there, and you forget how much fun it is and how great the people are.
Yes. Well, look, I want to say this. I like Legend, you know, as a person when he called in, but this is the rule from this day forward. You are Legend Senior. Legend can be Legend Junior. No, I'm telling you, I was at the ball stadium for over an hour. I had some other business there to run by the hospital, but the people stood there even after the game, and I think you can attest to this, even after the ball game has started, after the kickoff, people stood there in line to visit with our dear friend Paul Feinbaum. So Legend can be the junior, but let him know that you're the senior. And all of those people that was lined up on Saturday made it very evident that you are the legend. I know Wimp. I talked with Bobby Humphrey. Antonio Langham is a friend. But everyone came out to visit with Paul Feinbaum. And we just thank you for visiting the best city in our stadium.
Well, Mel, thank you. And it was a real pleasure to see you. And thank you for Richard's book. And we will see you soon. I'll be back there next week. So I can't wait to see you again. Thank you very, very much. Josh is in Georgia, and you're on the air. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are well. Thank you.
Hey, I heard the guy call in earlier about the Alabama quarterbacks from the past that's won championships for Saban.
Yes.
Can I play devil's advocate for a second?
By all means.
What if you put one of those quarterbacks on Alabama's team the last 2 years? How many games does Alabama lose?
Probably a few.
Yeah. They keep talking about they're going to go back to the way they used to play, but are they set up to play that way right now?
Well, that concerns me a little bit because to go back to 2009, it's a different – first of all, football is different. It's not the same game. And even if you have one of those elite defenses from 2009, 10, 11, 12, How do they deal with the current quarterbacks in college football? And you saw it even in, was it 2016? I thought that was one of the best defenses Alabama's ever had. But after 100 plays in a game, there's only so much you can do. They're right. Worn down. And, you know, they were trying to stop Deshaun Watson. It happened again a couple of years later. I mean, the game is not – everyone wants Nick Saban to go back to that, and he would like to go back to a variation of that, but you can't completely turn the clock back.
No, you're just going to take you a couple of cycles to get back to that if you're going to turn it around, in my opinion.
Well, it's also risky, and, you know, suddenly – the kind of quarterback that's coming out of high schools may not want to play there. Bryce Young and Tua wanted to play at Alabama because of the setup. And I realize they're not the same quarterback, but they're both as good a quarterback as you'll ever see. So it depends. I don't think, by no means am I ruling Alabama out. What Tommy Reese is going to do is tweak the system. It's just going to he's got to tweak the system to his talent, not just be Sherman-esque and say we're doing it this way. Saban would never let him do that.
Right.
Hey, thank you. Really interesting call. Handsome Joe to the rescue. Hello, Joe.
Roll Tide, roll Paul, fine, Bob. And you know what? It's funny how these Georgia people, I was all worried about how Alabama, I mean, they're more thinking about Alabama than they are their own team. I mean, it's just like they just think they've got all these games won this year. They're just waiting to see, and hopefully that they don't have to play Alabama this year. That's all they're doing is hoping they don't have to play.
Now, Joe, come on. Do you really think that Georgia is concerned about playing Alabama right now?
Well, they seem to be concerned about it because that's the only thing they called in. It's either talking about how Stetson Bennett or Alabama. And but anyway, Paul, I went to the guest or whatever it is, the lady that, you know, it's a doctor. They're going to run that through that EDG on me next Tuesday.
That's what they run it like. Is it for your stomach?
Yeah.
It's a gastroenterologist.
That's it. Yeah, that's a long word. I can't pronounce it. But, yeah, that's what it is. But they're going to run that light down and see if that, you know, because I've been, you know, kind of like how women do when they wake up morning sickness when they're pregnant. But that's how I've been getting up in the morning, just, you know, if I drink water or whatever, and I've just been started
so
throwing
Joe,
up.
So, Joe, I'm not being funny here, but you're waking up with morning sickness?
Yeah. It's always in the morning.
Have you taken a test to make sure?
Well, I don't have to take that kind of test.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm not saying it's possible, but things happen every day that never happened before.
Well, I'm not a biologist, but I know that ain't going
to
happen.
Okay. If that was going to happen, I wanted to make sure we were there to cover it live.
Well, if it did, I'd be the richest man in the world.
You would, yeah. You would have book contracts, movie contracts, Netflix specials. We would be hanging out with you.
Hey, I'd be on a can of beer somewhere, Paul.
Back to the gastroenterologist. So they're putting a tube down you. They'll go down your esophagus, right?
Right. Yeah, they're going to check my stomach, and then part of it goes into the small intestines a little bit, and they're going to kick that high.
Have you ever had that before, Joe?
No.
Okay, I won't tell you what it feels like.
They've never done it. I know they're going to put me to sleep, but I don't know what it, you know. Worst part is not eating nothing or drinking nothing after, you know, 10 o'clock the day before.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Don't do that.
No, and listen, I listened to the whole show yesterday. I taped it, and I listened to it, and I heard I-Man and this LSU guy, which it's another that's got Bama on the brain. He was telling our man how Alabama sucked. And Paul, he must have never listened to this because our man's been saying this for years. I mean, that's our man's bread and butter, putting down Alabama and Nick Saban.
Now we asked our man that question. Joe, when you tape the show, are there certain callers you're blowing past? You're not even pausing.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Who do you skip?
I skip AC.
AC?
I don't care. Well, I can't understand what he's saying to start with. I skip Jeff. in Columbus because they're more redneck up there.
So far, you've named two skippable ones.
And I don't listen to Augie. I don't.
Don't listen to Augie.
When I see his name come up on TV, I just hit the mute till his name goes off.
Okay.
And I don't listen to him.
Anybody else?
My favorites, I like Legend. I like I-Man. I like Squirrel. And I like William and Maryville. He's good. And I like John Louisville.
John Louisville's
Jim,
good.
Jim, I don't listen to him either.
So you skip right past Jim from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. I wouldn't listen to him, Paul. I'd rather hear Toilet Flush and listen to Jim talk.
Okay.
That's fair. They just don't do nothing for me. They don't.
Well, Joe, listen, thank you very, very much. We'll be thinking of you if we don't talk to you before your test with whatever kind of doctor that is. We are coming back, final few minutes, right after this. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.